listening to the Mayor Morrell Speaks podcast. This is your host, Mayor Ron Morrell Jr. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to episode 5 of Mayor Morrell Speaks. This is yours truly, Mayor Ron Morrell Jr. And I'm super excited. We're 5 episodes in. This episode is titled The Lion and the Lamb. So as a leader of any organization, really, but specifically as a leader of a city, you know, we have 200 plus employees in this city. We have about 28,000 some change people. Every decision that you make is going to make half of the people happy and the other half of them upset, right? So you are building capital on both sides. You're building friends and you're building enemies at the same time with every single decision that you make. So there's times where you have to function in this like kind of a oxymoronic state where two things are against each other, but you have to figure out how to walk down the middle of that line. So some situations will cause for more aggression, right? Like, how do we, if you do something, you got to be fired, or if you are committing crimes, the police have to come, or if you're violating one of our codes or ordinances, we got to fine you, you know. Or there's some situations where it causes for this level of compassion and forgiveness that is this balance that we have to walk as leaders, but specifically as leaders of cities. So I think about this in, for those who don't know, I'm a Christian, right? So I think about this in the sense of how Jesus Christ was on the earth, and he's a lion and a lamb, right? So be not confused that if it's time to bite and roar, he would, and all leaders have to. But when it's time to show compassion and walk through the waters of forgiveness and helping people succeed in whatever it takes, there's a time for that lamb. So as a leader, we're all challenged with these, or as leaders, we're all challenged with this, quite frankly, this impossible task of being the lion when needed and also being the lamb at other times. So as a mayor, this comes up more often than what you would imagine, right? So there's situations where you know for the greater good of the city, you're going to have to be the bad guy. And I make this really real for example. One of my main campaign initiatives was cleaning up the city, right? We're going to come out and we're going to make sure every street is clean, the drugs are gone off the streets, like literally and physically. The trash is picked up from the houses, you know, there's no more blight, et cetera. But then on the other side of that, where the compassion side is, you know, there are some people who live in these houses that are torn up, right? And when you go and tear that down, you didn't have to associate a fine with this, right? Or when you go and clean this up, it becomes a fine. Or there are some situations where the nuisance that they are causing is because of their lack of having finances or et cetera. So then the lion in you is like, you know, for the greater good of this city, we have to do everything it takes to make sure Marion is clean, because it not being clean is hindering further growth. It's making other people's property values goes down, and it's making Marion look like, quite frankly, a trashy city. But on the lamb side of this is, how do I show compassion to those who may be struggling for different reasons? And so then there's this constant balance of, you know, knowing what's good for the city and all these people, but then how do we still find the space as leaders to be able to have the compassion for the people that we serve? And, you know, one thing that I remind myself of every single morning is that I'm a mayor to everyone, right? Rich, poor, black, white, filthy, clean, nuisances, non-nuisances. You know, I have to remember that I'm a mayor that has signed up to serve everyone. So this is where the challenge of, you know, this line of leadership of how, you know, when to show aggression, when to show forgiveness, and what that balance is between both, then becomes a challenge. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, there's such a difference between campaigning and governing, right? So when you make that switch in the governing, this is when you know you have to realize you become mayor for all people. Because, I mean, another real life situation is you watch people, you know, tear you down, tear your name down, and wish all matter of evil against you. And then as soon as you now you in office and serving, those same people are knocking on your door trying to get help, right? So then it makes it really even this same kind of, you know, this oxymoronic position where it's like, you know, you wished everything but death on me, and then now here you are needing some kind of help. So then this is where this lion and this lamb, this oxymoronic thing, how do we balance this out as leaders to continue to serve no matter what the situation looks like? And this is something that will build character for all leaders. And I mean, you know, obviously, at the time I'm recording this, I'm still in the first. I've just started the second quarter of my mayorship in Marion. And no matter what type of leadership that you're in, there's going to come a time when you're going to be faced with this crossroads of how to live in and deal with the both and, right? And this lion and the lamb situation makes you deal in the both and, right? There's inevitable that there'll be times when you are called upon to be the roaring lion and devour those in the way. And there's going to be times when you have to put yourself in a humbling, forgiving, and position of kindness to be the appropriate lamb. So with all that being said, and this episode really got end up being geared towards leaders. You know, as all leaders, I challenge you, as I challenge myself to walk this fine line of, you know, being this roaring lion, but also this humble, forgiving and caring lamb. And it's something that it's a task that we've all taken on, and especially in local government. This is something that I think about every single day as the mayor, as your mayor, if you're listening from Marion, Indiana. It's a path that we'll continue to navigate. We'll not always get it right, but it's something that we will continue to keep working on and make sure that as a leader, the appropriate amount and this balance, this appropriate amount of balance is struck between the aggressor and the one that's forgiving. So as I'm on this journey, diving through leadership, and if you're listening to this podcast, if you're a leader of any sort, and I argue, you know, that everyone is a leader, whether you're leading yourself, whether you're leading your family, whether you're leading two people, three people, 200 people, 2,000 people, you're a leader of some sort. So this really applies to you. So there's going to come a time when these crossroads come and you have to make those decisions. So how do you navigate? So how I'm doing so far in this is I would say, you know, it's a day by day, case by case basis. And you have to personally, what I do to myself is always refer to Jesus Christ. And that's what I try to model my leadership after. And I mean, I don't always hit that mark, but I try my best. So I challenge you to find whatever you want to look after and to how to strike these balances in leadership. But thank you so much for tuning in to episode 5 of the Mayor Morrell podcast. As you can see, we're going to cover a wide range of local government leadership, and all kinds of things in this podcast. You never know what you're going to hear, but be encouraged. And I thank you for listening from all over the city, all over the state, all over the nation. And I think I got some worldwide listeners now as well. So I really appreciate you guys. So let's keep walking on this journey together through local government and the challenges that happen and in leadership. This podcast is available on all major platforms, all social media. Come and follow along this journey. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for supporting this episode.